And good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report on Double K Country. I'm Mike Harbaugh. Thanks for joining us. The Pride Report brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center and Double K Country. A chance for you to hear some of the information about some of the things that are going on at NRMC, specifically about some of the programs maybe you're not aware of. We're going to touch on one of those today. And to help us do that, as always, is Administrative Assistant and Foundation Director and Marketing Director, Jennifer Eaton. Thanks for joining us, Jennifer.
Thanks, Mike. Good morning.
Good to see you again. And we've got a new guest today.
We do. I brought Cheryl Shepherd with me this morning. She is an RN, and she is our coordinator for, I say, one of our new programs. It's called Patient-Centered Medical Home, and it's a program that's really going to kind of focus across all of our clinics, but then we'll then follow a patient across any type of care that they receive throughout our services, inpatient and outpatient, and is a focus on basically you as a whole person and a patient and your wellness. So
okay, well, look forward to hearing more about it. And Cheryl, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's talk about, let's break it out. What is it? NRMC Patient-Centered Medical Home Program. Tell us what that is.
So Patient-Centered Medical Home focuses on the patient as the center of everything. The program also highlights the fact that it's now a team approach, more focused team approach, with the doctor being the captain of the ship, so to speak. So we recognize that every patient has unique needs, cultures, values, and preferences, so we're going to focus on those. Also on preventative care, annual wellness visits, transferring patients or referring to specialists and assisting patients with that process. So it's more of a patient focused, and we want them to partner with their provider so that they can learn more about their diagnoses, their diseases, so that they can live a healthier life at home to try to keep patients out of the hospital.
So what are some of the focus and the goals of the Patient-Centered Medical Home Program?
So one of the things that they've already put in place is expanding access. So now care has been expanded. They've expanded their hours. They're also open on weekends. Enhancing communication between providers internally and externally with specialists. And that has become a big thing. Improving patient satisfaction. We really want our patients to be satisfied with their care, and that is going to be one of our major focuses. We also want to provide care management, which means that we help them manage their ongoing care with preventative testing, wellness visits, engaging in continuous quality improvement measures that will help us to identify areas that we need to improve on or areas that patients are very happy with. We're also going to be providing information and education in the language that the patient prefers and focusing on preventative care and annual wellness visits.
All right, so for those who may be listening and they're going, okay, that sounds good, but how does it work? Tell us about that.
Okay, so nothing really changes as far as how you get into the office. I mean, you call, we are going to try to get you in the same day if that is something that needs to happen, and schedule you as quickly as possible. We realize that patients have unique health care needs, and in our medical home, we will treat them as a whole person. With a team approach where we can answer questions that they have and focus on their specialized needs. If they need help from other doctors or resources, their medical team will be there to assist them and provide support and follow up afterwards. Also in the medical home, we will work best if the patient is able to provide us with their medical history, and especially bringing all their medication bottles to their visits with them, including supplements and over-the-counters.
I'm old enough where I have a picture of mine on my phone.
Yes. Of the bottles.
That's more than one picture.
Pictures are good. We prefer the bottles, but pictures of the bottles is just as good.
And then finally, Cheryl, what can I as a patient do to help?
You can always ask questions about your health. If you don't know something, then just please ask. They're always willing to answer your questions. Like I said, bring all your prescription medications, supplements with you to every visit. Tell the team about healthcare professionals that you're seeing or have seen in the past, including if you've ever been admitted or discharged at another facility, as well as any new medications or treatment plans that other doctors have prescribed for you. You can also follow the healthcare plan that you and your team discuss and decide on. Like, for instance, if you're a diabetic and you want to lower your A1C, then you need to have that conversation with your doctor, and the two of you together work on how that process would roll out for you. You can also share challenges and successes that you have with your health care plan, and then let your team know if you are not satisfied with any part of your medical home so that we can make changes.
All right. So then to wrap things up, Jennifer, tell us, what's the best way to make contact about this or get more information?
Absolutely. You know, if anybody has any questions about this, they can always call. Our number for this particular program is going to be 417-283-4268. They can always go to our website, www.nrmchealth.com. And underneath our services tab, we actually have a brand new rollout tailored just with information on this patient-centered medical home program.
All right, very good. And we'll get back to Cheryl in just a second. But before we do that, let's talk about some of the events. Well, we got Jennifer on the mic about some of the neighborhood events that are coming up.
Yeah, so actually going on today from 8 to 3 up in our mezzanine walkway area, the Auxiliary is hosting their book fair and gift sale. This gentleman that comes has a wide variety of books, gift items. You know, we have Mother's Day coming up, we have graduation coming up, and then right around the corner, Father's Day. There are all kinds of gift items that he brings to this. So not just a book fair, by no means. And then right around the corner, we have our NRMC Foundation Golf Classic. Those spots are filling up nicely. We look to have a full gamut of golfers out that day, and that's on Friday, May 10th, out at the Frankie Peters Golf Course.
Deadline's coming, all right?
It is. It is coming up, and we are getting full. So don't delay is what I'm going to say if you want to come play golf that day. Also, here in May, we have our Birth and Beyond class. That class is usually for those new mamas in their last trimester of pregnancy. That'll be on Saturday, May 11th, from 8:30 to noon in our mezzanine conference room. There's a link to register for that on our website as well on the homepage. And then finally, for the month of May, we have our community blood drive with Community Blood Center of the Ozarks. All of the blood that they collect does stay local and comes back to NRMC if we have a patient in need. And that'll be on Friday, May 17th from noon to 6, also up in that mezzanine conference room. And we will have links that they can go on and register online for that as well. And they always accept walk-ins that day.
And all these events can be found and information at nrmchealth.com, right?
Yes.
All right, very good. And see, if I remember right, it's community tab, right?
Yes.
All right. So very good. Great information for today. Again, talking about the NRMC Patient-Centered Medical Home Program. And Cheryl Shepherd has been joining us today, coordinator and registered nurse. Cheryl, thanks for coming in. Enjoyed hearing about it.
Thank you for having me.
That's today's program. Jennifer, thanks. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you.
That's Jennifer Eaton as well. I'm Mike Harbutt. That's today's Pride Report brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center on Double K Country.